Blog Talk Radio.
He wasn't trying to win that fight. All right, let's see here. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we got a great show for you today. And if you want to call in and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the return of Deontay Wilder. Opponents are being named, and we'll talk about who we think it's going to be. But first, I want to get started with DAZN, Ryan Garcia versus Javier Fortuna. Ryan Garcia wins via TKO in the sixth round. Garcia looked great here, man. I can't even lie. He looked really good. I can't find anything wrong with his performance last night. I mean, the obvious complaint would be to see him fight a top-tier fighter. But he did exactly what he was supposed to do against Fortuna. Dropped him three times, took him out in the sixth. I mean, before we get any further with who he's going to face next and all that other good stuff, I mean, this was as close to flawless as you're going to get, especially given his last fight where he went the distance with a guy who was just completely running and was just completely turtled up every time that guy didn't want to fight. He wasn't going to put himself in a position to be knocked out. He was just there to reach the final bell. He comes in with Fortuna, who tried to fight with him. I thought he did the best he could, but, I mean, you're not going to beat Garcia. It's too fast.
Yeah, I mean, Javier Fortuna, I hate to say it, didn't look the greatest last night. He didn't look in shape. He's not a 140-pounder.
Oh, babe, come on. That's unfair.
He didn't look like he came to win.
Wow.
When I popped open this can of caffeine-free Diet Coke, I mixed it a little
sponsored.
I mixed in a little truth serum in this can. And you know how the Beeb can only present it one way. So I think he saw the soft midsection of Fortuna and went right to the body on him. And like I always say, wasn't picturing him in there with Javier Fortuna. I was picturing him in there with Tank Davis. And I'm saying to myself, if he tries to throw that left hook to the body against Tank Davis, who's a very, very good counterpuncher, he's a very, very quick, explosive, crafty guy, will that left hand come up over the top and land if he tries to go to the body? So I'm wondering if he'll try that against Tank. And, I think he did exactly what he was supposed to do. You can't criticize the performance, but you can criticize the opponent.
Sure. That's the only real criticism I have. It's not a top-tier opponent.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I will say this, though. You talk about the left hook and everything like that. Again, it's going to be different game plans for different people. He's not going to fight everybody the same way. So you may not even – that portion of the left hook may be MIA against Tank. You know what I mean?
And to his credit – the right hand did look good yesterday as well.
He looked real strong, and he didn't seem to lose any of that speed. I mean, he looked great.
And one thing I did like about the right hand was he was just shooting the right hand before. He used to pull back and kind of telegraph it and loop it a little bit wide. This time he was throwing it nice and straight and sharp. So you could see that Goosen had some effect on him in the time that he spent with him. Looking at Devin Haney last night, he looked really big. I have a hard time believing he's going to stay at 135. I have a feeling he's going to move up to 140, and he's just going to bypass that rematch with Campos altogether. I think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see a lot of these 135-pounders. You already seen Teofimo come up.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Devin come up, and I think you're going to see, obviously, we got Ryan Garcia up, and maybe Tank may come up too. So we'll see. this may be one of those fights where it's just so big that everyone's going to have to get on the same page with Garcia and Tank and try to make this fight. And they're gonna tell Tank, hey, man, you know, Tank can say, well, I'm not 140 pounds. Well, you fought 140 pounds before. You won a title at 140 pounds, right? Whether
there's,
it be a second
he's
or not.
There's no way Tank is going to say he's not 140 pounds.
I hope not.
He's going to come up. Yeah, Tank wants to fight. And I don't know where he is. I think he's still with Mayweather Promotions, and hopefully he didn't sign a long-term deal with him. If he did, he's stupid. If he went back to Mayweather Promotions, he's stupid. If he didn't leave there, he's stupid. You know, listen, man, I don't know what else you have to do. They're not going to give you a big fight. They don't want to give him a big fight. They want to keep feeding him the cupcakes and the touches and everything, the Raleigh Romeros and everything like that.
Yeah.
They want to keep feeding them those guys. But you know what? Golden Boy's the same way. They're going to keep feeding Ryan Garcia, Javier Fortunas, blah, blah, blah. He's not had a big fight yet. That's what concerns me. He hasn't had a big fight yet. You could say the Luke Campbell was probably the biggest fight he's had, no?
Let me ask you this. You sure you can? Could we argue that Luke Campbell is as good as any fighter that Tank Davis has fought?
Absolutely.
Who would you consider better, Leo Santa Cruz?
Leo Santa Cruz is definitely better than Luke Campbell.
More accomplished.
I think if you put those two in the ring, I think Leo Santa Cruz washes them.
You think Leo Santa Cruz beats Luke Campbell?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I disagree with that.
You think Luke Campbell beats Leo Santa Cruz?
Yeah, he's too big.
Really?
He's too big. Luke Campbell almost beat Jorge Linares.
Yeah, he is coming up. Because I think about it, the more I think about it now, you got to think he is coming up in weight. Leo Santa Cruz would be coming up.
That fight was at
130. But I will tell you this. That to me, anyway, Leo Santa Cruz is the best guy.
Yeah, you have to say that based off of accomplishments. But you can argue that Luke Campbell, again, you can argue this, is probably more talented than Leo Santa Cruz, more versatile. You know what I mean?
I think you could definitely argue that. I think you could absolutely argue that, yeah.
So Luke Campbell, see, the thing about Ryan Garcia was after that Luke Campbell fight, Paulie Malignaggi said this, and I agree with him 110%. He had such momentum, and he answered a lot of questions. He looked great in that fight, come up off the canvas. He showed a lot of grit in that fight. And he showed the ability to come back from adversity in that fight, and that's what we love to see in fighters.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing with the depression, I don't want to get too deep into that because again, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but there was a lot of pullout. There's a lot of Tyson Fury in Ryan Garcia in which they just have this. They're all over the place psychologically, mentally. It's a disease. Yeah,
it really is. I mean, that depression is hard to deal with. It's you know, I think it's completely irrational, like, in his brain. I think he knows it's irrational, but he can't get past it, you know. And it's something, it's just one of those things, like, if you don't have it, you won't understand it. Like, I don't understand it. I don't think you understand it. But somebody with depression, it's hard to really, you know, wrap your head around.
What he needs to do.
If you don't have it, obviously.
Of course. And what he needs to do is he probably has to look at the training and the boxing itself as therapy. This is what's going to take me off of feeling that way. This is going to be my escape, my release, right? Because again, working out, training, that releases the endorphins. I mean, I have depression myself, you know, and I find that the working out helps me out a lot.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
It really, if I don't work out, I feel very, very crappy. Not just physically, but mostly mentally. I just feel like I didn't do what I was. It's almost like a job at this point. And if I don't do it psychologically, mentally, I just don't feel right. I get anxious, whatever.
Yeah.
So if he can channel that energy, like Tyson Fury channeled that energy, then that'll be a great thing for him. And I hope he can. And, you know, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I really do. But the guy's cried wolf so many times that it's hard for me to do so. But guess what? I'm going to give him a 14th chance.
Hey,
I'm going to get behind him.
I like him, man. I tell you what.
I'm going to get behind him.
I didn't like his interview. I thought he comes off as real douchey in his interviews. He comes off as real arrogant, real douchey. But I don't care. I don't care. See, I mean, I look at him in the ring, man, and he's a solid fighter, man.
See, I find him corny. I don't find him douchey. I find him corny. I don't like like him and Teofimo Lopez. I don't like it when someone tries to get too philosophical and they go on Google all day and they look for these fucking quotes that they could use and tweet them out and, oh, well, there's only one key to open a lock. But if you have a lock that can open with many keys, that's a bad lock. Like, I don't want to hear this shit. Tell me about be a fucking boxer, not a philosopher.
Right.
You know?
Hamed said it perfectly. Ryan Garcia is good for putting people in the seats, man. That's what it's all about, and he is very good at that. Him and Tank.
Yeah, it's a can't miss.
That pay-per-view would be a can't miss.
And a lot of people were there. You know, you saw a lot of celebrities there. And that – what was that arena called? I can't remember what that arena was called.
Crypto.
Was it a newer arena?
Crypto. It's Staples Center, Crypto. They changed the name of it. Yeah.
Changed the name of it? Did they renovate it? Did they redo it?
No. They just changed the name.
Okay.
The naming rights passed by.
Oh, okay. That looked like it was pretty sold out last night. How many people you think were there? I mean, it looked like a good
crowd. Looked
like
quite a few to me. I mean, it looked sold out to me. I mean, if it wasn't sold out, it's pretty close, you know.
So, we'll see, man. I mean, how do you think this guy does against the other 140 pounders?
Listen, nobody's going to walk right through Garcia. I have a hard time picturing. Yeah.
He can punch.
Even a guy like Devin Haney, who's as talented as he is, he's going to have some issues, you know, with Garcia. It's the guy is too quick, and he's powerful. He's got that punch. Now, after the fight, Garcia came out and said, hey, what about, you know, I'm going to fight Tank next, and if I can't get the Tank fight, I want Teofimo Lopez. Are either one of those two fights going to happen? Can they put those two fights together? Out of the two, I don't think he fights Tank. I think that's just off the boards. I don't think that fight gets made. Can he make the fight with Teofimo Lopez with Top Rank over there?
That's probably a doable fight. You know, and here's the problem, too. You got the WBC and the WBA are vacant at 140. So there's going to be two vacant titles out there. I think Ramirez and Zepeda are going to fight for the WBC, and Alberto Palullo and the guy Akhmadov, Balerzerin Akhmadov, I can't even pronounce his name. He's like...
The fact that any one of those guys are going to be champions just blows my mind. But
yeah, so they're going to be fighting for the vacant WBA title. I think it's going to be on the that Garcia Benavidez undercard on August 20th. It's going to be on that. So that the PBC is going to have the WBA title, right? Top Rank's going to have the WBC title. So you have a better chance of Top Rank working with De La Hoya than PBC working with De La Hoya. So it's going to be hard because, once again, you know, you're in another situation where Top Rank has a lot of the top 140 pounders. And, you know, PBC is going to have the WBA champion, right? So it's another situation where you're going to have these, I can't fight this guy because he's on the other side of the street. But once again, you know, Top Rank has shown a history of being easier to cross-promote with than PBC, obviously. I'm not saying PBC has not cross-promoted. But De La Hoya and Bob Arum get along a lot better than De La Hoya and Al Haymon. So,
I thought De La Hoya and Arum were still kind of at odds, but I don't know, you know.
No, they're okay. They're okay.
Yeah, De La Hoya seems to be at odds with quite a few people these days.
Yeah,
we're going to get to the phones in just a second here. Let's talk about the Alex Rocha versus Luis Verón fight here. Was on the undercard, the co-main, and Rocha wins via unanimous decision over Verón, 100-90 twice and 99-91. Let me tell you, Rocha looked good here, but he seemed to take his foot off the gas in about the seventh round. And to me, he just kind of coasted it out. He really should have been able to get Verón out of there. He was hurting him continuously to the body. He had Verón ready to go on more than one occasion. And listen, man, he clearly won the fight, but and he, you know, he won it unanimous, lost a round. He could have got that guy out of there. He could have pressed that guy, and he could have got him out of there. He hurt him with body shots, and then he just kind of stopped throwing them. I don't know if it was fatigue. I don't know what it was, but that to me looked a little – there was something there that, you know, I didn't – you know, like I said, either he got fatigued or what, or just didn't want to knock him out or was just happy to cruise to the decision. But I think it would have been much better for him if he would have, you know, tried to finish that fight.
You think he bet on the over?
He bet on the over. That's right. Yeah, I mean, he bet on the over, man, because he had that guy ready to go with body shots, man. I mean, he hit that guy, and he had that guy staggered all over the place and just stopped throwing body shots at some point.
Did they do a ringside Robert Weasel move?
That's possible. That's possible. Maybe Robert had money on the fight. Who knows?
That little rat.
Exactly. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's see here. 760-760, California, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's Brian. What's up with you?
Brian, what's happening?
What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's good, man? What's good? You know, I just
you were
going to
call in for your Ryan Garcia pom-poms today?
Yeah. You know I got to call in about my boy Ryan, man. I didn't hear what you guys think. What you guys think about
fucking groupies?
I thought he looked good, man. I thought he looked great.
Well, I mean, no disrespect, but I think you could have looked good last night, Brian, against Javier Fortuna.
Oh, that's unfair. That's really unfair.
Damn,
dude.
Man. So you still going to criticize this guy, man? Dang. I thought you was going to give him some
I'm the biggest hater. I'm the biggest hater ever created. When I wake up in the morning, I'm hating on the air I breathe. That's how bad I am.
You don't hate Tyson Fury. You ain't that much of a hater, right?
I mean, come on, he's family. Are we hate hey, family?
Hey,
family.
You know,
he's like family
I'm
to me,
something.
Tyson Fury. Come on.
Hey, I'm going to say something. I know. It's probably going to be people going to bang on me and all that. I don't care, man. I'm going to just say it, okay? I think Ryan might can beat Tank Davis. I think it's a good chance Ryan could beat him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying that.
Brian, there's nothing wrong saying that. There's nothing wrong saying that, Brian, because you got to think of it like this.
Because I know, you know people are so, boxing fans are so sensitive. They'll get on there. Like, oh, I can't believe he said that. I don't give a damn. I'm going to say it. I really think my boy can do it.
I think that's definitely a fair assessment. He can definitely
beat
that
dude. All you got to do is look at that Mario Barrios fight and look at how.
What about Isaac Cruz?
Yeah.
All you got to do is look at that Mario Barrios fight and look at all the trouble Tank had in that fight. You could argue he was behind in that fight before he stopped him.
Yeah, like I said, Isaac Cruz, you know, I mean.
Ryan's size is going to give Tank problems.
Ryan's
going to
give Tank
too.
Problems.
Yeah.
Ryan's quick, and he's got power.
Even, that's what I said, too. And I was just thinking about the last fight that he had with Rolly Romero. I'm like, Rolly, I mean. Yeah, he knocked him out. Yeah, he started making some adjustments. But, I mean, Rolly Romero was giving him some problems. That's what it looked like. You know, he might not have been scoring,
he's been losing
but
rounds,
just
bro.
His pressure.
Rolly Romero didn't
size.
Give him issues, bro.
He's been losing rounds,
Brian,
in his last couple fights.
Yeah, and he was losing rounds. And even with Leo Santa Cruz, in my opinion, he was
losing rounds
on that fight, too.
Yeah.
You know, so he does. Because, you know, I ain't going to lie to you, man. People been texting me today, and they've been like, I'm not impressed. Your boy ain't shit. Fuck him. I'm like, dang, man, why so much hate towards this guy, man? Golly. I mean, he can't even get no respect in a nice win like that. They even saying it's
if you were to fight Javier Fortuna, Brian, You'd be like a 2-1 favorite, man, at this stage.
Oh, stop it, Babe. He's got a family.
Man, let me
come on.
No, I'm going to tell you. Look, if I fight Javier Fortuna, however you say his name, I'll win the first round, okay? And that's it. And then I'll probably, he'll probably kill me, man. That's the honest, you know, that's the truth.
Don't say you think so? Man. I mean, he might have done this a time or two. I don't know. Let me just break what Brian just said down. I think I would win the first round against Javier Fortuna, and then he would kill me. Brian, when was the last time you boxed professionally? When was the last time you boxed professionally?
He was in the gym the other day banging somebody
out. I haven't boxed professionally, but I did a lot of amateur fights, and I sparred a lot of professional fighters,
you think you could win a round over Javier Fortuna?
I think he beats him.
Sure.
Right now,
yeah,
if Brian stops smoking,
you don't know how
all Brian's got to do.
I'm bigger.
All Brian's
I'm bigger
do
than Ryan. Why would I not
six
take
six
advantage of my size against a guy like that? Make sense of it. I'm bigger than that guy.
Stop
way
it.
Bigger. You say Ryan's bigger than him.
Brian
I'm bigger than
stop
Ryan.
It.
You stop.
Stop it.
You stop
Brian
playing.
Is,
now, when the last
Brian
time
is six
you got in the
it.
Ring? You
Come
tell
on,
me.
Son.
When did you
Come
get
on.
In the ring, Eric? You tell me. You let me
I'm not him. Claiming I can beat Javier Fortuna. That's what I...
Man,
Eric walked by a ring once. He walked by a ring.
Look, let me tell you. I can beat him the first round, and I'll probably look like Floyd Mayweather doing it. How about that? Now what?
Brian, all we got to do is stop smoking and drinking for 6 months. I think we got him.
Nah, man.
We got him, Brian.
Hey, you
got
to be confident.
I think he's on weed now.
You got to be confident, man. But the second round, okay, the second round, it's a wrap, okay? I'll probably just fall out, you know, from fatigue and tired and non-conditioning, but... I mean, you got
to
think about it. I'm way bigger than that guy, man. I got to take advantage of my
way
size and my length, right, and my strength.
Way bigger than you.
Stop playing, man.
Oh, my God.
Stop playing.
You chop him up with that stick that
you
got, right?
I see you guys are trying to throw some diversions, okay? You're trying to diverge. You're trying to cause a diversion because I'm talking about my boy doing
good. Don't try
good.
To use big words, Brian. That's not your forte, buddy. Come on. Slow it down with the big words now.
Why
yeah,
you
that,
hate?
It's yeah.
B. Why you hating, man? B, you got to stop hating on this
I'll
guy, man.
I'll be honest
man.
With you. Listen, he got him out of there, did what he was supposed to do. He was out of, I mean, I wasn't impressed with the conditioning of Fortuna. I don't think he came to win. He spit the mouthpiece out three times. I probably spit the mouthpiece out.
I thought
yeah.
that was a good move. I tell you what, I thought that was
I
a good move.
I probably do it too. Don't get me wrong.
I thought that was a good move. That bought him some time. That was a good move.
I'd probably take
you
a
know
and just,
thing
just freaking
say.
Tap up. But I'm just saying.
I don't know, B, but I think you would have got up from that. I think you would have got up.
You know one thing? You know one thing I got to say, though, is, I mean, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't in shape like that. But, see, it's like also capitalism, right? Because it's like he went in there, and you could see this guy. Look at the size. You know what I'm saying? You could see he wasn't doing no damn sit-ups. Look at his damn stomach.
Who are you, Dave Ramsey?
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck is this?
You can see the guy.
I don't know what you're saying.
You can see it. He capitalized, man. That's it. He's seen the weakness on him because of his size.
You know,
he wasn't, you know, probably
hey,
doing stuff.
Hey, Brian,
he
let's talk about something relevant. Hey, Brian, let's talk about something relevant. What are you picking out for the Beeb to wear this week, huh?
Oh, you know what? That's a good job. I'm a, hey, Beeb, you want to, no, Eric, you need a shirt, man. I didn't get you a shirt. Matter of fact, hey, I'm about to be in Ohio next. I can come bring it to your house. I got a California
bring
shirt
it.
For you.
Bring it, son.
I haven't got you a shirt, man. I got to get you a shirt back. You know?
Yeah.
Babe, I got to get
that.
He's going to pull up, man.
I gotta,
yeah. You know?
Ryan's going to pull up
I'm
on
roll
you.
Up.
Come pull up, baby.
I'm going to roll up. You know, Babe always be telling me, he'd be like, man, you need to go down there to Cincinnati and go to Eric's house. I'm like, Eric is not going to let me over his house. He'll be like, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Come over here anytime, son.
Yeah, you wouldn't get past the security team down there.
Yeah, we got a big security team out here.
Big security team.
Yeah,
down
but
we know it
down,
in
my
neighborhood.
Man, Rob... Listen, Rob is in
Forget
the bank.
Robbie,
he's not going to let me in the yard.
Living in that Living in that hovel in California. Come on.
All right, Brian, we're going to get rolling, man. As usual, we're going to cut him off. I'm Ed Type Thing. Let's get to the next caller. Cold-blooded, man. 516, you're live.
This is Jesse. What up, guys? Brian, great call, brother. You have me cracking up over here.
Jesse.
All right, Jess.
What's up, guys?
Kick some knowledge.
What's happening?
Ryan Garcia does beat Gervonta Davis if they meet up. I think. What do you guys think about all this? People trying to say that Fontuna took a dive, and I've seen a few people say Randall Bailey on Facebook.
He did. He took a dive on that right hand. He didn't take a dive on purpose. He took a lot of punishment to be taking a dive. I'll tell you that.
I don't think, judging by the look of Javier Fortuna, I've never seen him look that out of shape in my life. That's number one.
Wow, that's rough.
He didn't look like he came to win. I'm being honest.
Wow.
And I never take shots at fighters, and I respect all fighters.
You take shots at fighters all the time.
Yeah, on freaking Sony PlayStation. But I just don't think, when I saw Fortuna step on that scale, and he looked soft, he had a gut. I was saying to myself, he didn't train for this fight. I've never seen him look like that ever in my life. So there's ways of. I'm not gonna say he took a dive, but he knew going in he wasn't going to win that fight. I don't think he went in there with the mentality to win that fight. I think he just got to – I think they paid him $500,000. I mean, I'll go in there, make a quick half milli, go home. You know, whatever – you know, it is what it is, right? I don't think he came to win. I don't think he came to win.
But you think it was understood between him – you think it was understood between him and Golden Boy that he wasn't going to get in shape to win? I mean, are you saying
no.
that? Or you just
no,
saying
I just
that
think,
you just
no, I think
I
it was
think,
his.
I don't think they were giving him vouchers to the buffet or anything like that. I'm just saying. I don't think he trained.
Yeah, I don't think there was any conspiracy on this. I mean,
yeah.
I think Garcia won fair and square. Sometimes the guys come in shape. Sometimes they don't. You know, it is what it is.
I don't think they were sending cases of beer to his hotel room and hookers and stuff like that. You know, giving him vouchers to the buffet. I don't think they were doing that. I don't think they were doing that. But I don't think that he came to win. I just don't. Can I prove that? No.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him look that out of shape in any of his fights ever. Ever.
Yeah, it surprises me though that Ryan has so many haters that they're trying to say this is now a dive and everything itself.
You have to ask yourself, why does Ryan have haters? Because he's constantly calling people out, right? And he never fights them. And he always calls them out when they already have fights signed.
Tank
he's cried
Davis,
wolf a lot of times.
You know what? Tank Davis doesn't call anybody, you know, that he doesn't, you know, he seems like a really down-to-earth guy, you know what I mean? And he's got haters. He's got haters because he wins. Haters for no other reason. If he's popular, they don't like him.
Tank has haters because they don't like the guys he's fighting. He has haters because of his promoter. Ryan has haters because he cries wolf a lot. He talks a lot. He calls out, I want to fight Manny Pacquiao. No, you don't want to fight. Cut it out. Come on. And he just says crazy things, calls people out, and doesn't have the intention of fighting him.
No.
Yeah, he does do that. He gets on Twitter a lot. I agree with you on that, Steve. I've seen him do that.
He's
and I was
too
like,
much on social media. Yeah.
Do you guys think about Hasim?
He's got to fight somebody.
Hasim Rahman taking the place of Tommy Fury? I think it's a good fight. You know.
I think it's a terrible fight for Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul gets washed in this fight.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if Jake Paul won a round in this fight. He's not beating Hasim Rahman.
Here's what the Jake Paul haters got to come in and give him some credit now for going in there with you know, a
professional
boxer.
Oh, I give him all the credit
boxer,
in the world. I give him all the credit in the world just for getting in there against anyone. But he's not beating Rockman.
You can say what you want about the rehydration clause, but in the morning of the fight, he can weigh up to 215. But then after that 9 o'clock weigh-in, he can weigh as much as he wants. He'll probably step into that ring about 220 pounds. And Jake Paul will probably be weigh at 195. And this is he's going to be fighting a southpaw for the first time in his career. D-Style and myself are talking about this. Like, if you look at that press conference, and if you look at the press conference, right, and then you look at when they did the face-off, you could see Logan Paul in the background. He had a worried look on his face. Like, his brother told him, even his brother told him, don't take the fight. Like, he was told not to take the fight.
This is I wonder if Jake Paul is reaching the end of his run, where he kind of wants to go do something else, you know what I mean? And this is the guy he picks. Because as soon as he loses, all that luster is gone. Nobody's going to care if he fights again.
Yeah.
I really believe that's the thing. Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, he might just go into the promoter's field, you know, with the MVP promotion.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, too.
The tickets are surprisingly pretty cheap, though. I mean, you know, you got the high decks for like $68, and then like a good seat you get for $118. A really good seat you get for $200.
You going? You going?
Yeah, I'm
Jesse?
Going. Yeah, I'm going.
All right, good for you, man.
We'll see what happens, but I kind of agree with you. I mean, it looks like Hossein Rockman might knock him out, you know. And
Rockman's a good fighter. And let me tell you what, that fight against Kenzie Morrison, he was winning that fight at the time of the knockout. At the time he got knocked out, and Kenzie's got power. We all know he's got power. At the time of that knockout, he was winning that fight. He was frustrating him and everything. He's gonna crush Jake Paul. It's a horrible matchup.
Yeah, and Kenzie Morrison was like 20-0, and Rockman was like 12-0.
And Trisha Morrison got on there and asked, you know, why is nobody talking about Kenzie for Jake Paul? Because he ain't beating him either. He ain't beating that guy.
Right.
No,
and I think Jake, you know, say what you will about Jake also, he kind of like, favors people who has worked with him and stuff. Like, you know, Hossein has sparred with him, so he's giving him a good payday. You know, he's really good on the painting.
And we need to stop. I said we need to stop with this. So and so did this in sparring. So and so did that in sparring.
It's sparring.
That's like saying I scored 40 points the other day in basketball practice.
Right.
Oh, I beat so and so in a game of horse yesterday. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
no one cares.
My point was just saying that I think another reason why Hossein got the fight is because Jake just wants to throw.
No, I'm not getting on you.
What
I'm saying is Jake Paul and Conor McGregor and all these people putting out sparring footage.
Right.
It's just a corny look.
It is.
I mean,
they've been there. They were there to help you. You know what I mean?
They didn't give somebody like Paulie Malignaggi went to the camp
to help
Conor McGregor
to help you.
Not to hurt you,
right?
To help you, you know. And that's what I would say. Like Paulie got all Paulie had to say was, "Look, man, I wasn't there to hurt you. I wasn't trying to beat you. I was there to help you.
Yeah.
I was there to give you work." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Sugar Ray Leonard was getting ready to fight Marvin Hagler, right? Quincy Taylor hit him with a left hand and knocked him out on his feet. They were sparring without headgear on and small gloves. And everyone in Sugar Ray Leonard's camp was like, they were looking at each other like, oh, shit, like, should we even go through with this? Nobody knew about that until, like, fucking 20 years later.
Yeah.
You think Quincy Taylor went around bragging, I almost knocked out Sugar Ray Leonard in sparring? Because it doesn't matter. It's practice. The guy's bringing you in, and he's paying you, like, fucking $10,000 a fucking, you know, a week or whatever, $2,000 a week, whatever you're getting. And he's giving you work. And you're there to help. You're there to help that guy, and he's paying you. And then you're gonna go and you're gonna fucking. Oh, I beat this guy. I'm sitting there cringing when I'm hearing Jake Paul. Oh, I beat you in sparring. It's like that's so fucking corny when people say that shit.
that's the thing, man. It's just they're there to help you get better, you know, and that's what you're doing. It's not a real fight in there. You know what I mean? So, all right, Jesse, we're going to get right in here, man. Thank you so much. All right, so 530, Robert, you're live.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, Robbie?
Robert, what's up?
Not much. Joe, I thought I had all the hating stuff in the world. Man, you're on point today, brother.
I don't know if that's a compliment. I don't know if I'm supposed to say. I don't know if I'm supposed to say thank you or if I'm supposed to say fuck you. I don't know what I'm supposed to say after that.
No, that's a compliment, brother.
Is that a compliment?
Robbie. That's a compliment.
All right, thank you very much, Robbie. Okay,
thanks, brother. Ryan Garcia is an outstanding fighter. We all know this. Tank Davis is an outstanding fighter. We all know this. They both need to leave their promotional companies because I don't think as it stands right now, I don't think Oscar De La Hoya or Floyd Mayweather or Al Haymon will have the cojones to sit down and work out a fight.
You know, come on, Robert. I mean, seriously, why do you have to trash them?
Because
why do you have to trash them?
Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather in particular deserve to be trashed. What have they ever done for their fighters?
Wow. They've made them millionaires. Ryan Garcia's a millionaire.
They've made
Tank Davis, millionaire.
They've made
Canelo a millionaire. Canelo sleeps on a bed of money at night.
I'm not talking about Canelo. He's in a different category. But I'm talking about fighters who are actually good enough to get big fights. They haven't gotten them. Oscar De La Hoya in particular has
Leo Santa
guys.
Cruz was a big fight. Leo Santa Cruz was a big fight. Luke Campbell was a big fight for Garcia.
Yeah, I'm talking about pay-per-view level.
Tank's been on multiple pay-per-views.
No. He's been on pay-per-views against people who everybody knew that he could beat. Except for Leo. We thought Leo would be more competitive than what that turned out to be.
That was a good fight up until he got caught.
Yeah.
Leo was very competitive in that fight.
Yes, he was. But the problem is it's time to make the bigger fights. You know, Ryan and Tank, Ryan and Devin Haney, Ryan and Teofimo Lopez. You know, it's time to pull out the checkbook and work with promoters and get things done. I mean, come on.
Here's the problem, Robert.
Okay.
You got DAZN.
Yep.
You got DAZN.
Yep.
And you got Showtime.
Yep.
Steven Espinosa is going to want the fight to be on Showtime, and Joe Murkowski is going to want the fight to be on DAZN.
Yeah, and Steven Espinosa.
So you want to talk about... Let me finish, Robert.
Okay.
So when you talk about checkbooks, Steven Espinosa is the one who's writing the check to Al Haymon.
Right.
And Joe Murkowski is writing the check to Oscar De La Hoya.
Right.
So what this all boils down to is the broadcaster. The broadcaster is the one who's writing the check to the promoter, who then in turn is writing the check to the fighter.
Right.
So Showtime's not going to want to let Tank go over there. And DAZN may allow Ryan Garcia to go over there. We don't know.
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be some sort of agreement between
all big platforms. Yeah. All big platforms.
Between the platforms.
Now, I've heard Chris Mannix and others say this is the type of pay-per-view where you can have a dual pay-per-view like Showtime and HBO did.
No, it's not.
I agree with you, Joe. I didn't think this fight's big enough. No, I agree with you.
You always
agree
with
Beep. This ain't Tyson Lewis and it ain't Pacquiao Mayweather.
And you always agree with Beep.
Eric, I've agreed with you.
This ain't even Jimmy Snuka versus Don Morocco. It's not
that's
even
a good,
at that level.
That's a good one. That was a good one. That cage match when he dove off the top of the cage.
This isn't even at the Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan level right now.
That was good, too. That was very good, too.
But, no, I am afraid because
like
of the
Booker
promoter.
Level.
I'm afraid because of the promoters involved. None of these fights are going to occur.
Of course they're not going to occur.
What are you afraid for, Robert? You shouldn't be afraid. Don't go through life being afraid of stuff.
Ryan Garcia in particular deserves bigger fights. Why do we criticize him? Well, because the number one criticism, well, he doesn't fight anybody. Well, whose fault is that? It's Oscar De La Hoya's.
Hey, everybody in the chat, hit the motherfucking like button.
Hit the fucking like button, people. Yeah, we have to beg you every week to hit the like button. Hit the fucking like button.
I know.
Come on.
I know. It's not like we beg you for money or anything. Just hit the like button. It's simple.
How much effort does it take for someone sitting home eating a friggin' ho-ho or a friggin' Twinkie right now, right, with a shake in their hand?
Sure.
So take the other hand and just hit the friggin' like button. It takes 2 seconds.
I mean, it's a skill like anything else, no question. I mean,
unless you're doing something else with the other hand that I don't want to know about, but just hit the fucking like button.
I wonder if they're looking at both of us when they do it. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Oh, God.
That was good. But no, seriously, guys, on a serious level, don't you have the same kind of concerns because of the promoters involved that none of these fights that we want with these guys will ever take place?
Can I tell you what I say to myself, Robert? Okay, I'm not going to get this fight. But guess what I am going to get? I'm more than likely going to get Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford by the year's out. I'm going to get Joshua versus Usyk too, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that there's going to be other fights coming up down the road. I'm Bivol versus Zerto Ramirez is a good fight, right?
I'm looking forward
to that. I'm starting
to
warm up.
Look, man,
yeah,
I don't care if they make the fights or not, because at the end of the day, I'm not getting paid for none of it.
Yeah,
right.
We're not getting any benefit out of it. I've got to pay to watch the fights. I got to pay, you know.
Yep.
So I don't. You make the fight. Don't make the fight. Look, it's not going to change my life at all.
We have to be honest with ourselves. Yeah. We got some good fights this year, and I think boxing right now is in a pretty good place. We're seeing undisputed fights now. We've always complained about fighters not fighting for undisputed and not having one champion. We got two undisputed fights already with the potential to get a third one or maybe even a fourth one this year. We don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to get some of these fights now that we were asking for. If we get Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford, that's going to just
– I hear that fight's close. They're saying that fight's
close. That's going to heal all wounds.
Yep. I'm
hearing that that's going to be October. I hope that's the case.
You ain't hearing nothing. You're hearing it from us.
Yeah.
I heard it's November, Robert.
Okay.
Heard.
Well, hey, you guys are good sources. Of course you are. You know.
That's true. Well, that's very true. It's very true, Robert.
Yeah, I'm right like maybe once in ten times, but you know,
even a busted clock is right twice a day. Don't be so hard on yourself. All right, Robert. We're going to get
all
right in here.
We'll see
we're going to keep you on the line. All right. All right.
Yeah, stop being such a hater all your life. Make some fucking Xanax.
All right. We got Hamed here from across the pond. It's about 2 a.m. It's almost like 2 a.m. over there, I believe.
No. How's it going?
Hamed, what's the word?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, how's it going? Good, brother. I was just seeing what was going to space say. did you guys listen to the DAZN American commentary or the UK commentary? Because a lot of people have been complaining.
We have no choice. But
we have no choice.
We have no choice. If there was a switch that said UK commentary and I didn't have to hit Chuck Cook every 3 seconds, of course I would hit the UK switch.
Chuck Cook. My dad and I were watching the fight again today, and Chuck Cook was the main thing coming up.
All right, it's available in the UK, then. It's probably different. But regarding the fight, I think some people are giving Ryan Garcia a bit too much credit. I know a lot of people are hating on the guy, but, I mean, you could only beat who's in front of you, but he was meant to fight Fortuna last year, a lightweight, which I think was a more comfortable weight for Fortuna. It's still a good performance, but I can't give him too much credit. I don't think Fortuna was really... at his best. I don't think he came to win.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, but you know what? You can only fight who's put in front of you. and they put this guy in front of you. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do with the guy like this in front of him. He got him out of there. And he
let me ask you a question, Ahmed. How many rounds would you go at? How many rounds would you go with Fortuna right now?
Did Brian say he would go the distance on that?
No, he said he'd get knocked out.
Maybe one or two.
You think you can? You think you can
spot it? No, sparring in a real fight is different. He's still a big puncher. So some guy from, I don't know, from the gym called him, I don't know about that.
You'd get decimated. Okay, thank you.
I think we'd all get decimated by Javier Fortuna on this
but
panel.
You know
I don't know what Brian's drinking. I don't know what Brian's drinking. That
Brian,
he thinks he could win that round against
him. I think Brian would beat him.
Because you're a moron.
That's besides the point.
But I do think Ryan Garcia.
Go ahead. Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do think Ryan Garcia fought a good fight. He's improved, but the reason the guy gets a lot of criticism, last year he was meant to fight Linares, I think with Jojo Diaz and Fortuna. He never fought either one of those guys. I know he had problems outside the ring, but in boxing, the main thing is for fans is what you've done for me lately. And if you had like one fight in January last year and you're just calling all the guys out and not fighting, you are going to get criticized. At the moment, I do think he's got the tools at 140 to give guys like Javonta Davis and Teofimo Lopez trouble. So I do think those fights are winnable, but my only question is the chin. Because I thought Fortuna only had a puncher's chance, but he just couldn't implement his strategy, and I don't think he was at his best. I think he's seen better days, but I don't think that's a cakewalk for Javonta Davis, because he struggled against not only Barrios, but even Leo Santa Cruz before the knockout, and against the guy he just fought, Rolly Romero. I thought Romero was winning nearly every round before the knockout, and to me, Romero's like a club fighter. Like, that was a bit of a worry. But that's what happens when you're fighting a bad competition. Because if you're not actively fighting the best guys in the weight class or in and around your weight class, you are going to start to struggle with some guys that are not on your level, because your skills can diminish. So I do think if that fight happens next, I do give Ryan Garcia some sort of a chance. But the only thing is, can he take Javonta's power, or can he avoid any big shots? Because if he could do that, I do think he has a chance. I don't think Javonta Davis is as good as some people think, but like, I'm not saying that's a blowout either way. But I can understand why people are picking Javonta Davis, but my only concern is the chin. I don't know. Some people have compared him to Khan. I don't know about that. Khan went in with guys like Maidana, Zab Judah, Devin Alexander. I know he's a bit chinny, but he proved that he can negate some of those guys who are really talented and skilled. So with Ryan Garcia, I still think the jury is out. Because if he had fought guys like Linares, maybe Jojo Diaz, I mean, some of these fights could still happen. I still think the Jojo Diaz fight, if he moves back down, I know he said he ain't. That's still, I think,
he's not going back down,
on DAZN.
He's not going back down.
That's not a bad fight. I think if you fought Jojo Diaz instead of Fortuna, maybe you would have got a bit more credit than his critics. But it'll be interesting to see, because I don't know about Teofimo Lopez. I know a lot of people would probably favor him, but I don't know where Teofimo Lopez is at the moment. The guy he's fighting next is not really that good. I know
he's fighting in a couple. He's fighting soon. He's fighting soon.
But it's
Lopez
a
is.
Going.
That's
really
a good comparison, though. You know what? I like the comparison between Amir Khan and Ryan Garcia. That's a good comparison, because both of them, I mean, it's yet to be seen if he has a chin or not. I know Luke Campbell got him down once and got him rocked, but I mean, it's, you know, I think that's a fair comparison, Amir Khan and Ryan Garcia. That's a very fair comparison. They both fight the same way. They're both fast. They both, Garcia has a little bit more power, but I think they're very similar.
I think it remains to be seen. No, I mean, obviously his career is still to play out, but from the eye test, I know it's a bit subjective, but Khan did win an Olympic medalist. And no, just going by at the moment, Khan at this stage of his career had accomplished way more. I mean, Ryan Garcia could prove us
that's different stuff. Yeah, it's different stuff. But I'm saying if you put them both in the ring and you watch styles, you watch his style and
I agree. I was talking about accomplishments and accolades, but
right. I mean, he's already had a career.
No, I was talking about when Khan was like 20, 21. I wasn't talking about right now. I was talking about when they're the same age. Anyway, at 140, I do think he's got probably a better chance because he's a bigger guy than a lot of those guys are lightweight. So at 140, he'd probably be still bigger than some of those guys. So it'll be interesting to see. But I know you guys are talking about these fights happening. I don't think Ryan Garcia really needs that fight next. I think Gervonta Davis and his team need the fight next because you just fought Rolly Romero and you fought guys like Isaac Cruz. Some of these guys are not bad fighters. Like, I think Isaac Cruz was a bit underrated by some people, but you're fighting on pay-per-view and it seems like their numbers are going down where Ryan Garcia is just fighting on his own. So I think LLB and those guys might get a bit desperate, but it looks like both teams want the fight next. But I think Gervonta Davis and his team need the fight more in terms of options, because I think Ryan Garcia does have more options on DAZN. I don't know about Gervonta Davis, because who else?
They need to fight somebody.
They both need to fight somebody big next. Yeah, no, I agree, because Gervonta Davis might be fighting Isaac Cruz in a rematch. I don't think that's going to sell on pay-per-view, but that's all I got to add. Thanks for taking my call. All right,
Hamed, thank you so much, man, and I was told it's close to midnight in the UK over there, so thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Stay up till midnight. Love it. Love it, man. Love it. I always take you guys' calls. I love when the UK calls. Let's see here. Let's talk about the upcoming fights. And it is a drizzling you-know-what next week. Not much at all. Although, on the 20th, July 20th, I think that's, what is that, Wednesday, from Thailand, babe, Knockout CP Fresh Mart. You know how the Thailand fighters, they, like, I don't even know this dude's name, but he uses the sponsor as his name. He's fighting Wanhang Menayothin, former TBE, 12 rounds for Fresh Mart's WBA Super Strawweight title. And that's going to be in Thailand. No TV on it, so you'll probably have to YouTube it and hope somebody YouTubes it anyway.
Hey, please, that's not on pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe you can catch it for $89.99 on Fight TV. From Minnesota on ESPN Plus, Saturday, July 23rd, Joette Gonzalez versus Isaac Dogbay, 10 rounds, featherweights. Gabe Flores Jr. versus Giovanni Cabrera, 10 rounds, lightweights. Yeah, that's the action next week. Joette Gonzalez versus Isaac Dogbay. That is the main event next week. That is the fight of the week, Beeb, next week.
Yeah.
Are you
fight,
serious?
It's not a high-profile fight.
No, it's not a high-profile fight. That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
That's horrible. What's coming up after this? What's coming up?
Well,
what's coming up following
week?
Yeah, nothing.
We got August to look forward to, I guess.
And then the following week, you got Danny Garcia versus Jose Benavides Jr.
Okay.
That's just okay for me. But I will tell you, that undercard, Gary Antoine Russell versus Francis Bartholomew, that's a good fight.
That's a great fight.
That should be the main event right there.
I like that fight.
Yeah. July 30 in L.A. on Showtime, they've got, it looks like, yeah, that's that, whatchamacallit, the YouTube fighters. Well, they got Anderson Gibb or whatever, and Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell. Michael Conlon fighting August 6th. And then Jake Paul versus Haseem Rahman Jr. on August 6th as well. Teofimo Lopez versus Pedro Campa, August 13th. Duke Reagan on that undercard. Xander Zayas on that undercard. So we got something to look forward to. In August 20th, of course, we got Usyk and Joshua. Bronner and Figueroa. So we got a better August, late August.
August starts, is not bad, yeah.
It starts to turn around in August. So
September is nice, too.
Yeah.
Because we get,
oh,
we
for
got,
sure.
We got, well, we'll go into that next week where we have up to September, but September is a great schedule.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I tell you what, the fight next week, though, is just, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Daly makes a good point, but there's always a little drop-off in July and August, and then it picks back up September, October, November, usually a good fight.
Yeah, and then especially if October, November, if the Spence fight comes out with Crawford,
yeah,
it's going to be great, too.
I can't complain too much about this year, I'll be honest.
We've had a pretty decent year.
You know?
We had good fights, man. All right, let's go to our news and rumors here. Floyd Mayweather says that Devin Haney and Shakur Stevenson should fight each other before they even think about fighting Tank. Babe, this is classic reason why Tank's not really, you know, why he's not getting paid what he should. Why are they protecting him? I don't understand this. Those are both winnable fights for Tank. I think Tank's a problem for anybody. You know, what is the deal here? I mean, if you didn't get away from Mayweather promoting, like I said, if you signed a long-term deal with Mayweather after your last fight, you are a complete airhead. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I hate saying this, but it's not my money, but when you look at what Ryan Garcia got last night to fight Javier Fortuna, and I said
reportedly what, $2 million?
Kind of like $2 million for six rounds of work in a fight that he had virtually no chance of losing. So if these guys are going to continue to get this money, there's just really no incentive for them to step up. Now you can argue, okay, what if Tank and Ryan Garcia fight, and then they make, I don't know, maybe $7 or $8 million apiece? Okay, but in the back of their mind, they're saying, well, I can keep fighting every 6 months and make $2 million, $2-3 million every 6 to 8 months or whatever. That's $6 million I'm making a year, and I'm having no risk. Whereas that $6 or $7 or $8 million, whatever I'm going to get to fight, whether they're going to fight to get each other, right? It's a big risk, and then they lose, and then they got to start from scratch. So I don't know. I just think the way they look at it is, I'm getting a steady stream of income with very little risk, and that's why these fighters do it. Like, look at Terrence Crawford. Everyone's like, oh, it's his fault. He signed with Tom Brady. Okay, well, I mean, he was getting $3-4 million a fight.
Yeah.
How's he going to say no to that? So don't blame – I blame the broadcasters and the promoters more than I blame the fighters. I have to be honest because they're enabling the fighters.
I usually don't like the Zone's broadcast, but last night, if you listen to them and listen to them throughout the buildup and everything like that, they were really saying, like, hey, this guy needs to fight some. These promoters got to get together. They've got to figure something out because we want to see the big fights, and these guys aren't fighting the big fights.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty big, especially on the Zone, for them to say that when the house fighter is fighting in their main event.
Sure, but my point is they're being incentivized to not fight the big fight.
Agree, totally agree.
And that's the problem.
They're absolutely.
I don't blame
them.
I blame the enablers.
Listen, man, you can throw shade at the UFC all you want and say that those guys are underpaid. But UFC, we get every fight we want. Every single one of them. We get the fights we want. You know? Just is.
At the very least, at the UFC, you're not incentivized to take easy fights. You're encouraged and rewarded to take tougher fights.
Well, so, right. I mean, like the, you know, you got the, and you get, you know, they got the knockout of the night. They got the, you know, you're, you know.
Yeah.
This is what promoters should do. I mean, take notes, you know. This is what they should do.
But Tank, he's been making $2 million a fight, $3 million a fight. You know, Ryan seems to be making some good money for himself. Devin Haney, when he was over there at the Zone, he was making good money fighting, you know, decent guys, but not incredibly tough guys, right? But, you know, good guys, but not, you know, no one that really had a threat of beating him, in my opinion. And they're just getting paid, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
$2 million twice a year, that's $4 million.
It's hard to say. Yeah, I get where they're coming from. I do. But as a fan, it's maddening. I don't want to see any more of these fights. If Ryan Garcia is going to fight somebody, I want to see him fight a top-tier guy next. If Tank's going to fight somebody, I want to see a top-tier guy. Don't try to tell me that Rolly Romero is a top-tier guy or Isaac Cruz is a top-tier guy. He's not.
At some point, the novelty is going to wear off, and the fans are just going to have to, you know, step up. And I think eventually they will. At some point, you know, it's just going to be like there's going to be a wake up call. Like people are going to stop coming to the fights. People are just going to stop buying the pay per views. They're not really buying them now. The zones are probably going to look at their numbers and say what's going on here, and then they're going to it's going to have to come to that for them to make a drastic change.
I just have a huge problem with another promoter saying, well, you need to fight your guys in-house. Two biggest fights, I mean, they would be by far the two biggest paydays of that guy's career if they fought, and you're pretty much, you know, blocking that. So,
well, I mean, it's a bad look.
Absolutely.
You hear the promoters say that. It's a slap in the face to the fans. And same thing when he used to say, "Oh, I'm robbing the bank,"
right?
Meaning I'm taking money from you idiots. You idiots are buying this junk. So I'm basically telling you the event that he's in is a sham, and you're paying for it. It's basically calling you a sucker. Like Mayweather tells on himself over and over and over again. He could give two. He doesn't have to care about the fans. But he should at least appreciate the fact that the fans are the ones buying the tickets, and he should at least give them that amount of respect, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But at least want to give them something that's worth their money. People are paying their hard-earned dollars to buy your pay-per-views and all this and that. Don't treat them like shit. Don't talk to them like they're suckers and idiots, right?
Right.
These guys are going to buy the shit anyways. I don't think so, brother. You know,
Nacho says Dana White pays those dudes minimum wage to get beat up. I mean, those bonuses are garbage. He should be paying his fighters six figures, not 50,000. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. Why can't we get these fights together? Because they cost too much money. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, listen, they went out, they got it, they deserve it. Listen, whatever money you can make, I get it. But I'm just saying they don't have this problem with people fighting each other in the UFC that they do in regular boxing.
Nacho makes a great point, but here's the problem, Nacho. You're going from one end of the spectrum all the way over to the other end of the spectrum. And what Eric and I don't want to put words in Eric's mouth, but what we're saying is, you know, meet somewhere in the middle. You don't have to pay them what UFC's paying them, but you don't also have to pay them triple and quadruple what UFC's paying them. Pay them somewhere in the middle.
You know what, and I'll tell you what, I think Nacho's wrong on this point. They may pay the bigger stars in boxing, obviously the $30 million and $40 million and everything like that. But let's look at last night's undercard. How much did they get paid?
Yeah.
They don't get paid nearly what the UFC undercards get paid.
Yeah.
All the money goes to the top here.
Sure, sure.
They didn't make that money. They didn't. The people on last night's card on that Garcia undercard didn't make nearly what Ryan made. I'd love to see a breakdown of those fights last night as far as salary goes.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody can say the UFC doesn't pay anything. If that's the case, then why are people going to the UFC to fight? They don't pay nothing, so why are they going over there?
Apparently they're paying more than Bellator and all the other organizations.
I would think so. Everybody wants to be in the UFC. Bang Mateo, thank you so much, brother. He says, remember, Rockman Jr. is a second-round fighter. Bad stamina. It's possible, but I think Jake Paul doesn't have great stamina either. I'll be honest.
Yeah, Jake Paul doesn't have great stamina either, bro.
No, I don't think he does.
That's why he's fighting 8-round fights.
Floyd Mayweather in the same interview also suggested that he can come out of retirement for a sanctioned fight in 2022. He said he's going to fight a couple more exhibitions and possibly a sanctioned fight. I think he wants $200 million for that fight. Listen, you're not going to get it by fighting Andre Berto. You know what I mean? You're going to have to fight somebody for that kind of money. At this point, I don't think anybody cares. And I'll be honest, I don't think he beats a top 10 fighter. Just doesn't.
No, he can't. I don't know, man. I don't think he should come back.
No, I don't think he should.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either. And I think that, you know, the more he does this, the more just, you know, I think it does tarnish him. But he's going to end up like, you know, like a Joe Lewis or like just broke. You know what I mean? That's where he is.
There's got to be something going on behind the scenes right now. He's got to have some type of financial issues. I just I just think he has a liquidity problem. I just that's
yeah,
just my
opinion. Absolutely, he does. He's got a lot of stuff, but you're right. I bet he has a liquidity problem. That's
like all his money is tied up into assets, and you're not going to be able to sell shit right now.
Well,
you can't sell your cars.
The
Who's going to buy your cars
worth,
now?
They're only worth as much as somebody wants to pay for them.
Exactly.
I don't
all
care what you
buys.
Think it's worth, what it's worth, and what it sells for. Two different
mm-hmm.
things.
Oh well, he's invested in this and invested. No, just because someone gives you some money to use your name to put on something, like it doesn't mean you have a large stake in whatever the investment is.
Right.
A lot of these people are like, oh, he's in real estate. Oh, come on, man. Huh. And why is he fighting all the exhibitions for freaking what? Why has he got these things where you pay me $2,000 to FaceTime me and shit like that? And he's got
$2,000. That's right, $2,000.
I mean, come on, bro.
I don't think you could like interview him for that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's an interview. Like, he may say, and he's got the the Cameo where you can get stars or whatever, like celebrities, to make a video for you and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he charges around $500 for his video, or I think it's $500 to $1,000, somewhere in there. It's somewhere along those lines. And the video samples that I saw he did are awful. I mean, they're like 15 seconds, and it's bad, man. It's just a bad
Listen,
look.
He's doing all these things he's doing right now, cry out that I need cash right now.
Yeah. Why doesn't he sell some of the stuff, though?
Well, it's because of ego. And not only that fight with McGregor, they were saying that like the majority of his purse for that fight was taken by the IRS. It was just documented.
I don't know why everybody thought he carried McGregor just because he said he carried McGregor.
Yeah,
I don't think he carried him at all. I think that was a difficult fight for him. I really do. I think that was a difficult fight for Floyd. And again, if you don't believe me, take a look at the Logan Paul fight. He doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have any legs. He doesn't have any, He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it in the legs. Can't move anymore.
Yeah. He had a great career.
Yeah, he has.
Who could he fight? Could he fight Manny Pacquiao in a rematch right now?
No. Pacquiao would kill him.
Think Pacquiao beat him right now?
Pacquiao would kill him, yeah. Pacquiao's been more active. Yeah, absolutely. Pacquiao would kill him. Plus, Pacquiao's in better shape. Floyd can't get back into that shape anymore.
Yeah, he's older, too. Floyd's older than that.
You see, he's done, man. Once your legs go, that's it. And his legs are gone now. He can't move around the ring like he used to.
Yeah.
Is it Tim Zhu versus Jermell Charlo? Is it Jermell, right? The 154?
Yes, Jermell.
Okay, Jermell Charlo, set for January 28th. Who names their kid Jermell and Jermall? I mean, they're twins already. Why don't you just name one completely different, but they name just about the same name? It always confuses me. That fight set for January 28th, no location yet. Babe, I love this fight.
I think
this is
a great fight we're getting, right?
Solid. Tim Zhu is no joke, but neither is Charlo. He's good, too.
No.
But I think that I give Tim Zhu a real good shot here. I give him a real good shot here.
Charlo's looking really good lately. I'm going to roll with Charlo in this one. I like Tim Zhu. I think the big problem in this fight will be Charlo's foot speed and his movement.
He's very fast, yeah.
And his counter-punching as well. Jermell Charlo is a very... very versatile fighter.
Both of them are very good.
Yeah, I think Jermell's a little more versatile than Jermall, but he's good too, don't get me wrong. But I think what I like about Jermell is he can do more things. I think he's a good inside fighter. I think he's a better counterpuncher. I think he moves a little bit better. He's better on his feet, a little quicker, I think. You can argue that maybe Jermall hits a little bit harder, and he's probably better from the outside. But regardless, I think Jermell, I think, again, his versatility, the counter-punching, and just his overall movement, I think he's going to be able to outmaneuver Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu is a guy who doesn't move a lot. He's kind of stationary. He, like, takes some time to get his feet planted. He likes to, like, back guys up into the corner, into the ropes. He's more of a seek-and-destroy type guy. Charlo, he can be an ambush guy. He can be a step back guy, a fight off the back foot. He can be aggressive when he needs to be, inside, outside. he's got the whole kit and caboodle. I think that's going to be problematic for him, I believe.
Yeah. Keith Henry in the chat says, I could tell you guys waited all your life to see Floyd take an L, and Matt, your dream may never come through.
Yeah.
Or came through. Matt, your dream never came through.
And I can tell that
not me. All right, I'm just reading.
I can tell that if he did lose, you'd be in tears for a week, and we may have to put you on suicide watch.
That's not true. I've already seen Floyd take an L. Number one, I don't care if he wins or loses, but I've already seen Floyd take an L. I've seen him take it against Logan Paul in his last fight.
Lost
that fight. If there was judges, he loses that fight. So, yeah, man. But a lot of people love, I mean, you know, like Keith loves him.
Another man running interference for another man who you never met, who if you walk by him in the street wouldn't even say hi to you. You ask him for an autograph, he'd probably walk right by you. Doesn't give two shits about you. But you're running interference for another man.
It's kind of weird.
You got to find some stuff in your life to make you happy and stop living vicariously through someone else who doesn't really care about you.
Wow, that's cold.
A man should have an alpha male that has a steady flow of testosterone flowing through his body. Doesn't live vicariously through another man. That's a groupie.
He said he met Floyd a few times.
All right.
Well, that's very nice. Was he nice to you?
Was he nice to you, or did he just When you said you met him, did you see him in a crowd and wave to him, and he waved back?
Hey,
would you actually walk up to him? Did you walk up to him, talk to him? Hey, Floyd, how you doing, brother? Did he put his arm around you?
You didn't pull a chair. Tell me, you didn't pull a chair around and talk to him in a restroom, man. All right, because I'm gonna lose all respect for you.
I mean,
if that's
the case. Did he dap you up? Did he dap you up, or what did he do, man?
Yeah,
what
did he do?
What do you do? Or did you just wave to him?
I got my picture with Floyd, too. I mean, I got my picture with him. So what? Nothing wrong with that.
You know?
Yeah. I met him, too. Nice guy. He is a nice guy. When you meet him, he's a nice guy.
He said, I met Floyd a few times. Must have been the highlight of your life, bro. Must have been the highlight. Another grown man slobbering all over another grown man, bro. Again.
Stop it.
Men who have a steady flow of testosterone flowing through their ball sack, don't ride other men's dick like that.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
It's a bad look, bro.
That's uncalled for.
It's a bad look.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. That's uncalled for.
I mean, I got to help people, man. I'm trying to help people.
You're still going on. No, that's where the conversation is.
I got to help people. There's this feminization of the man today. Johnny Depp saved us, but there's still a few people we got to pull out of the, you know, we got to give them the lifeline.
There you go. Connor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. is apparently being worked on. Negotiations, they're trying to put the fight together. I think it's in the very early stages, but that's one that they are looking for. So, do you like that fight? I love that fight.
Great fight.
Connor Benn would be fighting Chris Eubank Jr., but I think he's catching with the way. Connor Benn is no joke, man. That guy can fight.
I think it's a bad fight for Conor Benn, and it could turn out to be like when Kell Brook stepped up and fought Golovkin. There's weight classes for a reason. We hear that said so many times.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know where it's going to be at. We don't know.
It's going to be at 156. That's too much for Conor Benn.
Yeah.
D-Style made a great point, too. He said any time the bigger fighter has to come down, right, more of a disadvantage for the guy coming down, right? So we'll see.
Keith Henry, not letting the Floyd situation go. He said, I managed my cousin Red Cafe and was in Dubai with them. Dude, you're a hater. You're begging for Floyd to put his what is that supposed to be?
Daquan?
Daquan?
I don't know what Daquan is.
I don't know either. STFU, you in your mouth. What is he saying?
Unless he's trying to say that.
Why do we have to interpret what he says now? Why can't he just write it in English and we can?
Yeah, he's trying to say that I want Floyd to put his dick in my mouth. But why would I want that when his dick's already been in your mouth first?
That's true.
You think I want sloppy seconds, brother?
If you found out that Floyd had never been with Keith Henry, would you?
Nah, I'm even mad, man. Yo, if Keith Henry likes having dicks in his mouth, that's all the power to him, bro. Sorry, I mean, that's his preference.
Oh, come on.
I ain't going to, you know, criticize him for that.
That's
so, but don't push your habits on me.
Very rude. Red Cafe is a rapper. I thought Red Cafe was like a place you eat. Did you know Red Cafe was a rapper? Cafe was a rapper. I don't get it. Bang Mateo, thank you so much, brother. Said, Joe, this is a cash-out fight for Ben. Why the risk? I don't think so. I think that this fight's been coming for a long time. Both these guys, you know, just with their family history, that's a big fight. It's a big, just because of their family history, it's a huge fight for them. So,
I think the press conferences are going to be awesome. You know, I think the back and forth, and again, you have the history. It's going to be a big fight. It's going to get a lot of attention. I just don't think it's a good fight for Conor Benn moving up to 156. He's going to have to put on.
If they keep him at 156, no.
Yeah, that's
if it's at a catch weight or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, so Ben's got to virtually lose like 4 pounds, and Eubank's got to lose 4 pounds. Ben's got to come up 9. So I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Frank Warren has said that he thinks Deontay Wilder will fight Robert Helenius next.
I mean, you know, he deserves a comeback fight.
I think so, too.
I
don't hate it. Robert Helenius is a pretty good fighter. I don't hate it. I think Wilder gets him. But I think this is a good test for Wilder, too. I think Wilder lands a big shot. I think that he can get him out of there. But I think we'll be able to see what he's got left. You know? I don't want to see him fight Tyson Fury again. I don't think that fight happens again. We've already seen it 3 times. We got the same result all 3 times. You know? Fury beat him all 3 times. So what's the point of going through this again?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I do like it. But this is coming from Frank Warren, so who knows? Who knows if it's true or not true? But Wilder's been saying he's coming back for a little bit now. So, you know, either you are or you aren't. If he doesn't come back this year, I think he's done.
Yeah, because the more he stays out, it's just like it's going to be more ring rust, and it just, I don't know. These were some bad losses. But again, you know, these fights Fury came out and said that because of, the damage he took in these Wilder fights, that's why he wants to retire. He's saying he went home, he had lumps and stuff on his head and the back of his neck and stuff.
He's not retired. He's going to fight the winner of AJ Usyk. There's no way he leaves that fight on the table.
I think so, too. But do you think that these Wilder fights took something out of him? Look what he did with Dillian White. So apparently...
The Wilder fight, yeah, look what he did with Dillian White. I think it's more appropriate to say, did the Tyson Fury fights take anything out of Wilder?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see some of that. You know, like I said, I mean, listen, Wilder wasn't exactly, you know, he was relying way too much on his power. He can't box as well as some of the other guys in the division.
Sure.
Usyk, Joshua, all of them box better than he does. It doesn't. I don't mean that, you know, that none of that he can't beat any of them. I'm just saying that, you know, they're better boxers. There's no question.
Do you think Joshua is better boxer than Wilder?
Absolutely, he's a better boxer than Wilder.
I think offensively he
offensively and defensively he's a
think
better
defensively
fighter
too because he
yeah
defensively he gets hit a lot too.
He does, but I mean if you put now I'm not saying that Joshua could beat Wilder. But I'm saying on paper, yes, he's a – textbook, yes, he's a better boxer than Wilder. No question, man. You know, I mean, Wilder added a jab, you know, late in the game, and his jab's not even that great compared to other guys in that division.
Yeah.
No way, man.
I like Wilder's jab, but I don't know.
Well, I think you and Keith Henry may be finding some common ground here. Tyson Fury is king of the ring.
Fury's the best, man.
Fury's the best. I agree with him. I agree with him. Bang Mateo said Artur Spilska had a good game plan until he was caught. Listen, everybody up until Tyson Fury had a great game plan until they were caught by Wilder. Again, I've said it, and I'll say it till the end of time. You cannot just rely on power to win a fight because somebody somewhere will be able to take that power. I don't care who you are or how hard you hit. Deontay Wilder, arguably the hardest puncher ever in boxing, all right? Arguably. Arguably a harder puncher than Tyson, blah, blah, blah. Listen, again, Tyson Fury took his shots and kept coming. So you cannot just rely on power here.
I couldn't believe how Tyson Fury got up from those shots. I have a hard time believing that anyone else gets up from those shots. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know, man.
But you have to ask yourself what happens if – see, this is my thing. Like, I think Wilder always finds a way to land that right hand, and I think there's skill behind that. You know, I think he sets up – he has a good way of liming his opponent with the jab. I think his jab is very underrated. But I agree with you that he needs – he's not a big combination puncher. Like, Joshua does put his shots together. You know what I mean?
And Joshua's a better combination puncher. He's got a better jab. He's just got better hands.
He's got a better hook.
He's got better everything hook. Except power. He doesn't have better power than Wilder. No way.
You think Wilder's got more stamina than Joshua? I would say that. I think maybe he's quicker on his feet than Joshua.
Wilder surprises me. In that second Fury fight, obviously he didn't show it, but Wilder does come in shape. That's one thing you will say, man. When he's in there, he's in shape.
He's in shape.
And that's, you know, listen, there's very few things that you can control at this level, especially when you talk about guys like Wilder and Fury and everybody like that. All the Crawford, Spence, all the upper echelon guys, because you guys all have the same skill set. The only thing you can really control is your stamina.
And a guy can go all day in the gym, but then when he's under the lights, when the pressure's on him and that adrenaline is sucking up that energy, it's a whole different ballgame. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lucas Balchunas said, I'm a karate master. I will beat Fury, Wilder, Joyce, or any boxer. Karate is superior to boxing. Let me tell you what, karate isn't even superior in mixed martial arts. So, yeah, I don't know what you're doing, son.
I know this Lebanese art of Habibitsu.
Habibitsu.
Wow!
Did you ever see those Gracie shorts or whatever? Those Gracie, what are they called? The little snippets that the Gracies do where they would go to the other dude's gym when they were coming up. And they would have, like, an all-out fight with the main guy there and to see if their jiu-jitsu could beat, like, you know, kung fu or whatever. And they won every time.
Like that movie with Bruce Lee. There was a sign that said Chinese were weak, and Bruce Lee was in, like, Japan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings – oh, no, they were in Japan, but the Japanese had, like a gym. I forgot the movie that was. This is called Fist of Fury. And he brings the sign in, and he goes, oh! And he just starts beating the shit out of it. Fucking awesome.
Is Cobra Kai back? Is that on TV now?
Not yet.
I can't wait, man. Can't wait. Bang Mateo, thank you so much, brother. He said the thing with Wilder is that he had power, and he also had mobile power that kept him in the fight until the final bell. Agreed. 100% agreed. Absolutely. Bruce Lee is the real goat. You think Bruce Lee would have done any good in MMA?
No,
I don't think so either. Well, they got weight classes. I mean, it's not like he's got to fight, you know, Daniel Cormier or something.
We had 130 pounds, man.
They got 130-pound division.
What's it called? Featherweight?
I don't know. I think that, like, their featherweights are, like, 156 or something like that. Even fighting Bellator.
Again, I don't want to disrespect the guy. He's gone. But he was an actor. Come on.
Wow, that's very disrespectful.
I don't think he would have beaten any real fighter.
You know what they said? They said he could have been a boxing. He said he could have been a world champion of boxing. His people said he could have been a world champion of boxing. They said he was very good at boxing.
Oh, he wasn't.
How do you know? You seen him fight? Well, you seen him throw on the gloves? You sparred with him? What's the matter with you? What'd you hear about it? The parlors? They were talking about it at the massage parlors, talking about how he wasn't that good. Stop it.
I mean, one of his six cousins gave me a massage the other day. She was telling me it wasn't all that. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't want to tell you. Got the inside scoop, Daddy.
You got insider information over there. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1, our YouTube channel's at ringsidereporterlive.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ringside73. We will see you guys next week.